And I see here that your patient had this problem with the fatigue and edema, but also, actually, I guess she was on it for a year, so.
Most of the doctors, certainly, that I work with here in Nashville, but certainly colleagues on the initial study, will tell you this story of, yeah, my patient actually was doing reasonably well. Maybe not great responses, but just no growth. Disease control, not used to seeing that, you know, with chemotherapy. And then the accumulation of edema. And that ultimately it wasn't disease that was the reason that this patient ended up stopping therapy or coming off or succumbing. It ended up being toxicity that forced a stopping of therapy and even a move to hospice in the case of some patients. So, you know, it's, I think you're going to see this in breast cancer ADC trials. You're going to see this in other ADC studies. You know, this toxicity that is related to the toxin. And I think this will probably come down to drug design in terms of how much you're delivering and what you're delivering. The ADC field is very exciting. And, you know, right now, the things you can attach to a linker may not need to be a toxin. It might be something that recruits immune cells or affects the microenvironment. So we might get away from some of that traditional thinking and use these drugs, this technology, to attack tumors in a very different way. These kinds of studies are actually in progress right now.
That is really interesting. And I have to say, though, I don't know, like, I think about, you know, as you mentioned, T-DM1, you have brentuximab vedotin. There's this mirvetuximab in ovarian cancer that causes these problems with vision and all. But I don't remember hearing any of them causing edema. And I'm trying to even think of drugs that cause massive edema like that. You know, what do you think?
Well, you know, it's funny when I talk with my colleague, Skip Burris. He always reminds me that, you know, David, we saw these kind of things early on when we gave high doses of paclitaxel and docetaxel before we knew the dosing.
Oh, interesting.
We actually saw these things.
Really?
You don't know this because the doses you use are much lower.
Wow.
In the way we give it. But if you give enough microtubule inhibitor to a patient, you'll see some of these toxicities.
And actually, I'm pretty sure it was Skip and you guys who gave, I think, the first dose of T-DM1.
Yeah, Skip dosed, I guess, the first patient in the world, a woman from Chattanooga, who I think is still doing really well with T-DM1s. You know, these drugs clearly belong in the toolbox in various cancers. I think ADCs have had a difficult time making it into kind of a broad use in oncology, but there is a wave of drugs coming. And like I said, it's not just the toxins that they're attached to. I think there's a little bit more innovative designs and attaching them to things that might recruit T cells or affect the microenvironment in terms of making a, you know, a cold tumor hot.